Now, Kat, whilst you've been looking at ketamine, I've been studying another type of chemistry altogether, the art of concealing top secret messages using everyday liquids like cola, coffee, or red wine. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're in a bar and, you know, your friend's gone to the toilet. You're left just people watching. And then you notice there's a guy in the corner of the room. He's looking pretty dapper, drinking a red wine. Very sophisticated. And you start thinking, hey, maybe we'll go over there and say hi. And then he spills his wine all over his notes. Maybe you won't be going over after all. But chemistry professor Mark Lort told me how actually this guy could be a secret agent in disguise.
This group in Israel have come up with a way of encoding messages and hiding messages and then decoding them with common household liquids. So it could be a glass of wine or whatever. And so, you know, that person that you spotted over in that corner may well be that secret agent.
That's pretty awesome.
It is, isn't it? What they've done is they've taken a load of fluorescent molecules and combined them. So fluorescent molecules are basically molecules that absorb light of one wavelength and then emit it in another wavelength. Now, the really cool thing about this molecule then is that the light it gives off is entirely dependent on the conditions it's in. If it's in Coke, for example, it will give off a spectrum of light that's unique to the Coke. And if you put it in a glass of wine, it will give off another spectrum of light, or a cup of coffee, another spectrum of light, and so on. So using that, they've managed to come up with a way then of encrypting a message.
What I haven't told you, Mark, is that I'm actually a secret agent. And this interview, it's all a ruse. So you can tell me how to decrypt secret messages. So say I want to send you a message. And we're going to make it really simple. I just want to say hello. So hi is the message.
So the first thing we have to do is we have to turn the letters in hi into numbers. So let's say we make H 1 and we make I 2. Okay. Then what we have to do is encrypt that. So what we do now is we take some of this molecule and we put it into a solution. Okay. This is, again, could be your Coke or your wine or whatever. And you then measure the spectrum of light given off by that molecule when it's in Coke, for example. And then you assign part of the spectrum to each of the letters, the H and the I. So let's say 500 nanometers, we assign that to H, and 520 nanometers, we assign that to I. And then we measure the amount of light at 500 nanometers and 520 nanometers. And that gives us a number. OK, so the amount of light given off, we measure that in arbitrary units. So let's say we at 500 nanometers, which corresponds to H, we get a value of 5. And at 520 nanometers, which corresponds to I, we get a value of 10. So now what we do is we add the 5 and the 10 to the 1 and the 2. So 5 plus 1 is 6 and 10 plus 2 is 12.
So what I'd write down to you is 6 and 12.
Yeah, so you'd send that however you like, in a letter, in an email, in a tweet, whatever. You'd send me 6 and 12. Now, all I have to do is take that same molecule, put it in the same solution that you've used, the Coke again, let's assume, and measure the spectrum. And then, again, I'll measure at 500 nanometers and 520 nanometers and get the values of 5 and 10 back out, take that off the 6 and the 12 to get the 1 and the 2, and we already know that the 1 corresponds to an H and the 2 corresponds to an I. From that, I get my message.
So what I want to know is, would spies actually use this, or is this just a bit of a gimmick? Now that we've discussed it and everyone knows the secret,
I did wonder about this because it was published in an open access journal, which makes you wonder.
No longer top secret, yeah.
No longer top secret. But, you know, just because you know how the system works doesn't mean that it isn't still secure. Nevertheless, I think it seems slightly strange.
So next time you see someone knocking over their drink in a bar, Greer, it might be worth sidling over to say hi, just in case.
Absolutely. Professor Mark Lorch from the University of Hull commenting on a paper published in Nature Communications this week.
You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Kat Arney and Greer Jackson.
Coming up on the show, are we in deep doo-doo without phosphorus for fertilisers? I'll be heading to a sewage farm to find out.